were already in power, the verdict had already been pronounced, yet the Jews of Szeged continued to smile. The week of Passover, the weather was wonderful. My mother bustled round her kitchen. There were no longer any synagogues open. We gathered in private houses. The Germans were not to be provoked. Practically every Rabbi's flat became a house of prayer. We drank, we ate, we sang. The Bible bade us rejoice during the 7 days of the feast, to be happy. But our hearts were not in it. Our hearts had been beating more rapidly for some days. We wished the feast were over, so that we should not have to play this comedy any longer. On the 7th day of Passover, the curtain rose. The Germans arrested the leaders of the Jewish community. From that moment, everything happened very quickly. The race toward death had begun. The first step, Jews would not be allowed to leave their houses for 3 days, on pain of death. Moishe the beadle came running to our house. "I warned you," he cried to my father. And without waiting for a reply, he fled. That same day, the Hungarian police burst into all the Jewish houses in the street. A Jew no longer had the right to keep in his house gold, jewels, or any objects of value. Everything had to be handed over to the authorities, on pain of death. My father went down into the cellar and buried our savings. At home, my mother continued to busy herself with her usual tasks. At times, she would pause and gaze at us, silent. When the 3 days were up, there was a new decree. Every Jew must wear the yellow star. Some of the prominent members of the community came to see my father, who had highly placed connections in the Hungarian police, to ask him what he thought of the situation. My father did not consider it so grim.